Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Apartments.com, the place to find a place. And Talkspace. Match with your dedicated therapist today at Talkspace.com and use promo code VINE during sign-up to get $100 off your first month.
This week's pod is brought to you by Hyundai and the 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Learn more about the widest range of electrified vehicles at HyundaiUSA.com.
This episode of Off the Vine is brought to you by Primal Kitchen. Find Primal Kitchen and all of their amazing sauces, dressings, and oils in your local grocery store or visit PrimalKitchen.com/Off the Vine to get 20% off your order.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. And you are?
Bree.
The co-host. No last name.
What are you, Beyonce? Seal?
I'm just Bree. I am Seal.
Did I ever tell you about when I ran into Seal outside at an airport? I was like, hey.
Didn't he sing to you on The Bachelor or something?
He sang at Jade and Tanner's wedding.
Oh, right.
And that was my common ground to find with him. I was like, are you Seal? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, hey, you sang at my friend's wedding. He's like, I've sang at a few weddings. Which one? I was like, Bachelor in Paradise, Jade and Tanner. And he was like, and then he got fully invested in asking me all the behind the scenes of The Bachelor.
Oh, he's a Bachelor fan.
He was very intrigued by it. And I said, what songs were we singing yesterday? We were just really on a roll. Wait, I have it. What was that song?
What weren't we singing yesterday?
You know what?
Oh, we were singing Jumper from Third Eye Blind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, my God. The video we took. Oh, wow. Chicago, Chicago.
Yeah.
Would step up from the ledge, my friend.
I'll send this out to the Vinos on the Off the Vine page because it's really not coming through over the microphone right now. It's really not. I'm not selling it. But anyways. Okay, so we're rolling right off Oopsie Poopsie Awards. So we're all lubed up. We've got wine in our system. Ready to go. You haven't been listening to my podcast lately, have you?
You really threw me with the lubed up thing.
That's what I try and have wine with people and I say, get them all lubed up to tell me confessions.
It. I just thought about that slippery naked guy.
the greased up guy from Family Guy?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I really just try and remember the three things I know from Family Guy to make you proud.
Yeah, it's so funny that I still, after all these years, reference Family Guy this much. But anyways, okay, this is the after party. The after party of the awards ceremony. Because this is a big deal, okay? It's like the Oscars.
Yeah, it's a national holiday.
It should be.
There's no work today, guys.
Vine-iversary. Take it off. Take the day off.
You get paid double if you show up to work.
Treat yourself. That got me thinking, what if you were invited to an Oscars after party? I always think of how I would like behave in those situations.
Am I an A-list actor who got invited? Or
no,
I
you're
just
Brie.
Ran, like, accidentally got an invitation from Elton John in the mail?
You
wrong address.
Yeah, wrong address. No, you want a contest.
Yeah.
You want a contest. But this was like me in the suite of the F1.
Yeah, he was texting me the whole time.
I was just freaking out.
Guess who's beside me?
Michelle Obama. But okay, if you were at an Oscar after party, who is the one celebrity that you would sneak a pic with?
Lady Gaga.
Fair.
I love her.
I do too.
I don't feel like I'd have to sneak it though. I think she's so kind that she would take the picture with me. I would probably be crying like such a loser. I just love her.
Well, remember when she tweeted me from Dancing with the Stars?
I do now.
Oh,
I was like, well, you won already. It was the first week and I'm like, you already won.
I would, this is a hypothetical game so I can make this up. But if Britney Spears was there,
Oh my God. Yeah. Brittany.
Brittany for sure. Okay. Who would you try and take a like drink with or a shot with?
Well, I don't know if this celebrity drinks, but Keanu Reeves.
Go on. What?
Because everybody loves him. He's like the most pure, genuine soul on planet Earth.
Really?
You don't know that everyone loves Keanu.
No, I didn't know that.
Nothing bad will ever come out about him because he's never done a thing wrong in his whole life.
What?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is
That's why I
Jesus.
Want... He is.
When I pray tonight, I'm going to pray to Keanu Reeves.
You should always pray to Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
His energy is like so amazing. You know how those headlines always come out and they're like multiple actresses accused so-and-so of what, like misconduct.
Yeah.
They always make up fake ones about Keanu that says multiple actresses come out and say that Keanu Reeves is just as amazing or not better than you already knew. Like, he's the best.
Oh my gosh. Okay, good to know.
Just look up, if you ever feel sad, look up Keanu Reeves feel good and you'll, there's nothing bad.
Just pure
heart.
Wow.
Yep.
Maybe so he's my new celebrity crush.
Oh, he should be. He should be in the top five.
Him and Travis Barker. His pure heart. Gosh, Brie and I can't stop watching the Kardashians right now. And we're so in love with their love.
Oh my God. We're just...
Imagine being that obsessed with somebody.
Courtney and Travis. Travis.
I'm very here for... Travis might be my favorite Hollywood couple right now.
They're so good.
What do you think about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox?
I don't think about them.
Okay,
I do actually think about them, but I love Megan Fox.
Same.
Love her so much. Don't know too much about MGK. Kelly. Mm-hmm. I need to know more, but I feel like, have you ever seen when they're like, people are like, everything I learn about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly is against my will. Like, you didn't want to see that headline.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I'm like, I think they're just having fun. Hopefully, like, they're not that serious.
But what does she mean when they say they're drinking each other's blood for ritual purposes only? What does that mean?
Well, it's first of all, I do want to be a witch, so I would like to learn what
that
means.
Drink each other's blood tonight?
I don't think we're there yet. Like,
okay. What do you mean? What else do we have to do in life to get there?
I wouldn't even drink my husband's blood.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd drink yours. I would definitely drink your blood over Jason's.
We could do like the little prick and put our pinkies together.
Blood sisters? Yeah. Well, we're both on our periods right now.
Just tap the tampons together.
Ah, sick!
Removed from the body.
Oh, okay. Well, that's much better.
You're like, wait, no, the other way. Did you try my breast milk?
I tried my sister's breast milk. I don't know if I tried yours.
I did squirt my booby milk at you.
Yeah, I didn't stick my tongue out for it, though.
You didn't catch it in your mouth? That would have been impressive.
Would you drink my breast milk?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
It's really not.
It's like breast milk is, I mean, I
drink
my own.
From cows.
Yeah, it's sweet. It tastes good.
Oh, cute.
I mean, like, I only had like a drop to like make sure it was the right temperature, but... Yeah. Yeah,
I'll definitely try my own.
Wait, you never said who you wanted to have a drink with.
Okay, who would I have a drink with from the Oscars?
Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's who I'd sneak a picture with and take a shot with and go out of my way for anything with. Paul Rudd. Does he go to the Oscars, though?
Probably.
But isn't it for musicians?
Katie, the Grammys are for musicians. The Oscars are for A-list movie stars.
I see, and then you said Lady Gaga, and that threw me because
because Gaga
she
does
can
both.
Do both.
Yeah, she has an Oscar.
Okay, fine. Paul Rudd for everything, always. By the way, Madison, how's the Paul Rudd journey coming along? Any updates?
I wish I had better news for you. I think I've kind of embarrassed myself in this town.
In this town? You're not from around here, are you?
I gotta get out of here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you know what? You took one for the team there.
I'm still trying, but I'm probably not going to keep showing up to his candy store because I don't think they like me there anymore.
He has a candy store. And what's the town called again where you are?
Rhinebeck,
New York.
He's scared of you now.
Well, I will not stop.
That's
trying.
Why you got to sneak a pick.
Persistence. You know,
harassment.
Some say harassment, some say persistence. You decide. But yeah, it would be Paul Rudd for me. Okay. We went on Broadway on Tuesday night. No, Wednesday day.
When did I get here? Yeah, so we went Wednesday during
the day. Wednesday during the day to Broadway. I haven't been to Broadway in years because it scares me. There's just like a lot of really, really drunk tourists. And I always read like headlines from the Nashville Scoop about how there's like arrests. And somebody threw a chair off Luke Bryan's roof and hit a woman.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I get a little scared. So
we're pretty safe on a Wednesday afternoon.
A little Wednesday afternoon Broadway tour was really fun.
It was.
It was every, we were just walking by different places and it was just good live music.
Oh, so much talent.
So much talent. And that could be our confession. We tried to pay.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. That's my confession.
So we bopped around a couple places and all we wanted was, they're playing this like incredible like country music and everybody's voice was insane. And we kept being like, can you play Britney Spears?
Because we're just such big Britney fans. Yeah, like,
obviously. And so
from before it was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly. We've been fans.
We were on
since
the CBC News at 6.
Yeah.
Being Britney fans.
Yep.
So
I've got pictures to prove it.
I've got the video to prove it.
Oh, God. We're definitely posting that. Oh, yeah. So we go into these bars and we went to the stage. And
well, to be fair, they asked us, would you like a request? And we said, Britney Spears. And then he said, I can definitely do Baby One More Time for a price.
Yeah.
And then you're like, get your money out of your purse. And so I was like, what do I pay him? What do you think? And you're like, 5 should do it. And I was like, I don't have a 5, but I've got 5 ones. So then you're like, yeah.
I thought that was just like a reasonable tip. Now that I think about it, no.
Then I walked over and I showed him the very thin wad of cash in my hands. And then I realized,
spread it out.
Realized it looked like $1. So I was like, I better spread it out. And in front of him, I like spread it out. And then I did like dangly fingers to let it go into the huge tip bucket. And then he's like, literally goes on the mic. He's like, yeah, for $20, I will play anything you want. Anything you want for $20.
You're like, so I just wasted a 5. I was like, what's your Venmo? Because then I felt stupid because I'm like, he really does. The band deserves more than $5. I don't know why that sounded reasonable to me. But when he said that out loud, I was like, well, duh, of course. Then we give him $35.
Yeah.
And
I contributed 5. You contributed 30.
Yeah. So you put the 5 ones in and I was like, I'll Venmo him.
I embarrassed myself. So you had to pay for the rest.
But we really enjoyed that song.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was like all twangy. He's like, oh, bang, bang, bang. Yeah. He did like slow Southern acoustic. It was so good.
It was really good.
The drummer who kept making eye contact with me.
I think the drummer had a crush on me. And I kept awkwardly making eye contact. And then I would look at him and I'd be like,
he would have the biggest smile on his face.
And I was like, dude, no. And then I like look down and then it would happen again. And I was like, no, I just like the drums.
I just want to watch you play the drums, not I.
Yeah, no, he wasn't like Travis Barker. He was like 70. Like
Travis Barker's dad.
Yeah, he's like 70 years old with a mustache, and I wasn't feeling it.
And the drummer and the other guitarist, when the other guy was like, "We're playing Britney," they were like, "No, we're not," and they just they took a break.
And everyone in the bar was like, "What?" And then this other old guy comes up to us. He goes, "Did you guys request Britney?" We're like, "Yeah, free Britney forever."
God. And they were like, you've ruined our vacation.
Yeah. We wanted Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee.
Yeah, remember?
Chattahoochee.
But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. Not about living and not about love.
I used to work wedding banquets and that played every single wedding that I worked from 2002 to 2003.
Oh, in Nisku.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that. What other bars did we go to? We went to the stage. We went to Tootsie's. We went to
Miranda Lambert's. Yeah, Miranda, was my favorite.
Casa
Rosa.
Rosa.
It was so
cute. That is our
cute.
Number one recommendation for Broadway right now.
Yeah, it was so nice. And I bought a sweater.
Oh yeah, it looks
cute.
I had
to buy the merch.
Yeah, looks good on you. I love Miranda Lambert. She's just such a badass.
Come on.
Women supporting women. Have you heard of it?
And also the food and drinks were amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. So Nashville good. Chicken tacos.
Buffalo
collard bar is very average compared
because it's not hot chicken.
Yeah, it's true. Do we run into any batch? Oh, you know what we ran into is a lot of Beliebers.
Okay, so Justin Bieber was in the same city as me.
Yeah. He was literally down the street from us.
We were on the hunt for the Biebs, but didn't find him.
I mean, we weren't really on the hunt. We just kind of threw it out there.
I did look around a bit. I kept my eyes open.
My head was on a swivel. Like he'd be on Broadway.
These cute little like 14th birthday.
Yeah.
And her friends were at the Miranda Lambert restaurant and then they came up to us and they were so sweet
and they had
pink matching Belieber shirts and they're like, hi ma'am, can we take a picture with you?
Yeah, they were so sweet.
They were so cute.
And you were like, oh, you're going to the Bieber concert? And they were like, yes ma'am.
I know.
And that was their 14th birthday. That was really cute.
They were the best. But yeah, so a lot of bachelorette parties. Right? Yeah,
a lot of bachelorette parties. Oh my gosh. Not a lot of bachelor parties, but we did get hit on.
We did. We still got it. Actually, the funniest was that dropped my headphone. We said that.
Your ear holes are too small.
My ear holes. Yeah. These kind of headphones never work. Oh, the other one fell out. Yeah. I think I actually have big gaping holes and then everything just falls out.
Big gaping holes.
And it's not like my hearing's awesome. Yeah. From those big satellite dishes.
Big gaping ear holes.
Sick. Why is that gross? That was my nickname. I'm just kidding.
G-A-G.
Gaping
ear hole.
Okay. Anyways. We sat down and we were like, man, remember when we used to sit down places and guys would just come up to our table like immediately and we never had to pay for a drink? And I was like, that's not happening anymore. I'm like, we're getting old. But then it happened.
But then it happened and we were like, okay, cool.
We're like, yes.
Then they tried to sit down. We're like, no.
We're like, you can't stay and talk.
Yeah, we just needed to feel validated and in our worth. It's like, we still got it. So we did.
But I said, maybe it's because I wear a wedding band and you wear an engagement ring. And I was like, well, maybe that's why they're not coming up to us. But then when we put our little hands under the table. It worked.
Oh, gosh. That was so funny. I was like, we can go home now.
Still got it.
Okay, quick pause to talk about one of my new favorite sponsors. So this episode of Off the Vine is brought to you by Primal Kitchen. Not sure if you heard me talking recently about the amazing sauces I had sent to my house, but oh my gosh, I'm like a sauce queen. I'm obsessed. I will never be able to go back. I'm absolutely in love with their barbecue sauce. Actually, I'm going to use it tonight. We're grilling. Their buffalo sauce, their ranch, avocado oil. Honestly, everything I've tried from Primal Kitchen, I've loved. So Primal Kitchen products were created to give you more flavor, more high quality ingredients, more easy meals together. I really do love cooking and eating with people. I don't know. I just love it. And Primal Kitchen makes it easy to enjoy more deliciousness together. It's also grilling season, y'all, so which I'm excited about. My pantry is stocked with Primal Kitchen necessities for the ideal cookout. Mayo made with avocado oil, ketchup, sauces, salad dressings made with high quality, delicious ingredients. Me and Jason have been just unstoppable with the buffalo sauce. Buffalo cauliflower, new fave. We made buffalo cauliflower wings. So good. And you guys should join me. Find Primal Kitchen in your local grocery store or visit primalkitchen.com/offthevine to get 20% off your order.
Okay, a lot of us are doing that thing now. We've all been in our places a lot recently, so we're doing that thing where you look around and you imagine what you really want your home to be, like having a balcony to have your own outdoor space or maybe an extra closet, or you might want a room for an actual home office. Now, the cool thing is that there's a thing for that. It's apartments.com. They've already helped millions of renters find their perfect place to live with powerful search tools and 3D virtual tours to narrow down exactly what you want. Apartments.com is just the thing to get you into the space you keep imagining. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Also, I just thought of this. Someone in the Vino Face group. Face group. the book that is the Facebook. Someone posted their Tinder pickup line and I cackled because it was so bad that it's good.
Let me find the line.
Okay. Hit me with it one more time. Hey, are you my appendix?
No.
Because I'm not completely sure how you work, but I have this weird feeling in my gut. It makes me want to take you out.
That's so stupid.
Hey, are you my appendix?
No.
What if you were single and a really cute guy came up to you and said that?
I absolutely love pickup lines. Like, yeah. When they happen to me, I'm like, good for you for shooting your shot.
Okay, tell me if these ones land for you. You ready? Okay. I'm going to set the scene like I just did. You're single.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it's a hypothetical. He's not listening. You're hot.
Yeah, duh.
Duh.
That's a given.
So somebody says to you, I think I saw you on Spotify. You were listed as the hottest single.
I would barf.
And then drink it.
No, I want to hear like a good pun is actually gets my vagina dancing more than actually like calling me hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your Bluetooth enabled? Because I feel like we could pair.
I like that.
Bluetooth. Okay. What if they said, why do bartenders use blenders?
Mm-hmm.
To break the ice, like me right now.
I like that.
Okay. Do you have Instagram? Because my mom always told me to follow my dreams.
That's really cute.
That is cute.
I like it.
I like that. Where did the boy go to college?
I don't know.
You up?
That's just more of a joke. That's not really a pickup line.
A joke, in my opinion, is a pickup line. If you tell me a good joke,
I'm yours forever.
Yeah, forever. I don't want to flood your inbox, but damn.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
You look good.
And you go okay. DAM.
Yeah. Do you like bagels?
Oh, I hate how I say that. You're like bagels.
Do you like bagels?
Because you're bagels.
Wait, did you get it?
Because you're
bagels.
Your bagels?
Like bay. Like, oh that girl's bay.
Oh, that's dumb. I mean, you guys see that in writing.
Yeah. Which, again, wouldn't land if you said it then. Especially if you said bagel like me.
Out of all the pickup lines, that's the one you're going with. Bagels?
Do you like bagels? Because they're bagels.
Oh, God. bagels?
Yes!
Oh!
Your eyes just lit up. You just got it now.
I thought it was still like bagels. I'm like, that's stupid. I like it now.
I saw the wheels spinning and I saw when the moment hit when you're like, oh, you're like this.
I left my body for a second.
And you were like this. Oh, bagels? Oh, God. Okay. So let's catch the Vinos up on your life a bit, because the last time you were on the pod was January 2020.
And then nothing significant happened after that.
Pre-pandemi Lovato.
Yeah. Pre-pandembri.
Dembri. Dembrito.
I wish I had a lot to share, but like, I feel like we were kind of a lot, the people that were really staying careful with our little kids.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have much of a life for 2 years.
What the good thing is for you is being home with someone like Nick is you get the most incredible cocktails and food.
I definitely.
And you have your entertainment.
Gained
your
the COVID-19 pounds because my husband decided, okay, you know how everyone decided they were going to learn how to make bread?
Yes.
Yeah. And then people did it for like 2 weeks. Nick still makes bread. Like he never stopped. He learned how to make bread and then he perfected it. Yeah. And then on top of that, he was like, well, the liquor store delivers now. So we just started making a bunch of fun cocktails all the time. And so,
which if people are not following at Bitters and Bread.
Yeah. So we created a page because he's not going to be mad at me saying this, but he is horrible at Instagram. Like he was trying to share his
hot.
Yeah. He does suck like at Instagram. And it's a great thing. Like you don't want him to be too good at it.
Yeah. No.
He's definitely not an influencer in any means, but he was trying to share his bread and then we got a pizza oven. So making pizza all the time and all the yummy cocktails just for his like 200 friends. But he would, the filters, like when you swipe and then no one uses the ones that like look grainy and brown.
Yeah.
He would use that for like food. I was like, you're making your food look gross. And then he would put like tuna sandy. Like that's all he would put. He wouldn't say like how to make it or anything. I was like, you're so bad at this. So then I said, first of all, we should just make a public account because it's not like this is like a private information.
Yeah,
like
we're
not posting pictures of our kids and stuff. So I was like, let's just make a public account and like you just tell me how you made it. I'll take the picture of it. Like please stop taking pictures. You suck at pictures.
Yeah.
He can't even take a good picture of me after 13 years. It's like he always tries to go the down angle. I'm like, stop. Anyway, so I do all the pictures and I posted them, and then you mentioned it once, and then we got like 18,000 followers.
That's awesome though. That's yeah. So, cause you, first of all, you are so good at the photography and the captions, cause you make it entertaining yeah. and informative.
Yes.
And
I'll tell you how to make it. And then I also want to make you laugh.
Yeah.
Do I?
And who doesn't like to see food and cocktails?
Exactly.
Everyone. What's your favorite bitters and bread
drink that we've ever made?
Yeah.
It was, okay, hold on. I'm going to find it, but it has to be the one we did for your big wine guys.
Oh, yeah.
The sangria spritz. What did we call it? Oh, no, we didn't give it a special name.
You did?
No, I guess we just called it sangria spritz.
Hmm.
This is what we said. Is the perfect summery cocktail. So again, that's coming up again
yeah.
for sipping alongside friends. And then I made a bachelorette joke because I was like, oh, it's the bachelorette premiere tonight, co-hosted by my bestie, Caitlin. And then I said, I'm not here to make friends, crossed out friends. And I wrote basic cocktails.
Yes.
So this one, this one has quite a lot of ingredients. So it's definitely a special occasion thing. It's not something you're just going to whip up like for any old occasion, but
yeah.
And it also takes prep, like you got to make a hibiscus tea and then you got to let it cool. And I was so nervous because you asked us to do this for your big wine guys live Zoom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Nick, I think we made up something that's going to be like, people aren't going to want to make this. They're going to be like, oh, okay, that's a lot. Because it has rosé, vodka, Aperol, Americano Rosa, which is like kind of like a vermouth.
Yeah.
And then it has soda water. And hibiscus tea, lemon juice, and then slices of orange, grapefruit, and strawberries. It tastes amazing. And
it's freaking phenomenal. It's
meant to be like in a big jug or yeah. like a punch bowl or something. Anyway, I felt so proud because, I mean, again, your fans are just the best. And we could see all the people on the Zoom, like they had their sangria glass and they had their jugs and they were like showing what they did. And I felt like, and they all loved it. Unless they were lying, they all loved it.
No, it was the best cocktail ever. But I thought that was so cute too, because I was looking and everyone had all of the ingredients.
I know,
and
they went out because you had to send an email out like a week before so yeah. they could prep it. And yeah. they all committed.
Yeah. It was actually so fun because, first of all, I feel like when you make a cocktail that you're going to like really enjoy, a lot of people don't go out of their way like that to make themselves a cocktail.
Yeah, this is like a special occasion.
Gin and soda. So I feel like they were so excited to like make a fancy cocktail yeah. in their own home, especially during the pandemic.
Wait, so I'll tell you an easy one.
Okay.
This one, because remember when the Friends reunion was on HBO?
Yeah.
I was so excited for it. So I said, Nick, you got to make like a Friends themed cocktail. He's like, what does that even mean, a Friends themed cocktail? So I was thinking about things from the show.
Yeah.
And so this is what I wrote.
Did you put beef in the trifle?
It's got a hunk of beef in it. No, just kidding. So this is what I wrote. The one where we made a cocktail
yeah.
for the Friends reunion, inspired by Rachel's English trifle, spot the raspberries. It also includes jam. So what's not to like? Before I ramble on for 18 pages front and back, find the recipe in our reels. And that one has...
Yum. I'm already intrigued.
I know. I should be making you one.
Yeah, you should.
I know how to make them all once Nick makes it up. Oh.
I was like, it's the theme song.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't need to play. How do I pause it? Oh my God. The what? Reel is hilarious. I forgot how funny the reel is.
Well, let's post it on Spain Sparrows.
At the beginning, I made Nick do this with his hands when he's showing the ingredients. And then I was like, is that Joey's hand, twin? Okay.
This hand this is your hand.
This hand is my hand.
Oh, wait, oh, wait, that's your hand.
No, wait, that's my hand. So this one has gin, lemon juice, a Yum. Teaspoon of raspberry jam. And then you shake it with ice. Then you pour it in a glass with ice. And then I wrote, I'm in charge of cups and ice. Top with soda, garnish with raspberries or whatever your favorite English trifle ingredient may be.
So you could top it with beef.
You could. Lady fingers will just get all soggy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a really easy one and it's delish.
Mm, that sounds amazing. That's such a unique way to sweeten a drink too, because a lot yeah. of people just use simple syrup. Like jam it up.
Yeah, jam in cocktails, I'm telling you.
Jam it up. Okay. We're going to do a little manifesting minute. Are you ready?
Yes. Wait. I'm going to hold the crystal.
Yeah.
This one's been speaking to me. Yeah, it kind of matches my sweater.
Yeah. That is a good one. Wait, I want to hold one too.
Yeah, you should. The ball. Go for the ball. Yes.
Okay. I got the ball. Okay. So me and Bree and I wanted to do what we're calling a manifesting minute, which is a segment brought to you by Hyundai. So everybody knows that I've been working with Hyundai for a while now. They've been a sponsor on the podcast for a long time. And I'm loving their new cars, especially their 2022 Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs.
Yes.
I know you love a hybrid. No, you love the electronic, but...
anything to do with electricity.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah. Well, some might say I'm manifesting one of these right now. It could be my future whip.
I think so.
Honestly, I probably wouldn't have been so invested in it, but I kept reading about it from them being a sponsor. And I was like, wait, dang, I want one.
I'm actually looking to upgrade my SUV. And we were looking at those exact ones because of the hybrid.
Well, let's manifest it.
Okay.
Let's share some manifesting secrets. Because when I think about it, it really has been quite the journey the last few years, as everyone knows. But I feel like I've just been shocked when I look back at what I've actually manifested.
You are the queen of manifesting.
It's bizarre.
I don't know how you do it.
I think it's because I'm such a dreamer. Like I have very vivid thoughts where to the point where I can like feel what it would feel like.
You also have psychic abilities.
I do have psychic abilities.
So I think you manifest things that you know you can do and you have a lot of confidence in yourself and that's how you get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
When I think about things I want to do, I'm like, I can't do that. And I don't believe in myself the way you do.
See, and I feel like I could do anything.
I know you really. Except for my winged eyeliner.
I can't do that. Anything except for wing eyeliner on you.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's share some manifesting secrets and maybe everyone listening, they can manifest some things too. Okay. What do you, if you think about manifesting for the second half of 2022, which by the way is right now, second half?
No.
Well, June 1st.
What?
Is the half.
Does it start? No, wouldn't it start July 1st?
Oh, maybe.
Math, not so
Math
good.
Is hard. Another thing, I can do it, but not well.
Manifest yourself in grade 12 math.
I was in like the class where like...
You don't have to do grade 12 math? Where you just get the 11 and you're saying that's good enough? That's what I did too.
I think so. But what do you want to manifest for the second half of 2022?
I want to manifest... Okay, I need to start doing more things for myself, which I actually have started doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to manifest like a workout routine and like the to be able to enjoy that and want to do that for myself.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I feel like that's doable too.
Yeah.
I feel like
I've already started, but.
Oh, why is my alarm going off at 6 p.m.?
It's time to wake up because yesterday we took a little quick nap.
Oh, that's for sure what it was. And I accidentally said it for probably like
every day.
And, yeah,
wake up at 6.
My bad. But what a life. I'm setting an alarm for 6 p.m. I feel like what I've been manifesting is my wine being in Target and just like blowing up in the retail space. I feel like I've been writing it down. I did a little staycation in Nashville and I wrote down a few things that I've been manifesting because you got to write it down. That's my first secret.
Okay.
Is write it down because you need to physically see
it. With a pen and paper, not in your phone.
Not on your phone notes. Yeah. It has to be a pen and paper. You have to say it out loud. And for me, the most important thing is feeling it. So I like take 5 or more minutes to actually think about what I want and what it would feel like to have it. Like I will genuinely... put myself, because I can go so deep into a thought where I'm like, whoa, did that happen or no? I don't know. But that's what my dreams are too. Like when I wake up, I'm like, did that happen?
Sometimes I don't know if my dream happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's part of it. And then they say energy flows where intentions go. So you have to put your intentions out there and the universe will have your back. Remember we listened to Light is the New Dark?
Yeah. I loved her voice.
I know. She's got the...
She's like, work your light.
Some of us are light workers. No, that was
okay.
That sounded a little Scottish at the end. Light workers.
Mr. Downey, you're a light worker. Okay, wait.
Because I used to be one.
Love Mrs. Doubtfire. Was she Scottish though?
Well, she changed all the time. But in that one, she said...
No, but that was when Robin Williams, when Mr. Hillard was was pranking. He changed the number and then he was pranking Miranda.
Because I used to be one.
Are there any boys in the family? Oh, then I can't take it because I used to be one.
Oh, God.
Which is funny because then he dressed up like an old lady.
Yeah.
Used to be one.
Because he used to be one. Oh, I want to watch that.
It's actually a really sad movie.
No,
but even before he died.
That's true. It was sad.
I thought it was so funny as a kid. And then as an adult
it's
that
dark.
Has children, I'm like, wait, this is so sad.
Yeah. Okay, but we're manifesting. We're not okay. thinking about dark thoughts. I'm trying to think of any other manifesting tips. I feel like those are like the main ones. And then just like, I think if you see like 11:11 on your clock or whatever time stands out to
fully
you.
Fully into that right now.
Stop in that moment. And sometimes I'll set an alarm for 11:11. I want to naturally look at it, but sometimes I'll set an alarm just so I can manifest in that time.
But yeah, look for little signs. Like I sometimes feel silly when I think everything's a sign, but if it's like, if that helps you achieve your goals, and I even bought the Mystic Michaela's book, Angel Numbers. And then when you see a number, you'll like text me. I'm like, hold on, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
I love
book.
That. And I love Mystic Michaela so much.
Me too.
Well, this little manifesting minute is brought to you by Hyundai to help us all on our life's journey. It's nice.
That made me feel good.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's take a really quick break to talk about mental health, because May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. And if you listen to my pod, which you are, duh, you know how passionate I am about taking care of yourself and your mental health. And even though every month should really be focused on your mental health, May is the perfect reason to prioritize your mental well-being and write yourself a permission slip to get out there and take care of you. A licensed Talkspace therapist can help you identify what the permission looks like, whether it's setting stronger boundaries, letting something go, or gaining the courage to try something different. Therapy has truly helped me in all areas of my life, my relationships, my confidence, my ability to set boundaries and work, everything. And I know firsthand that working on your mental health can be really tough, but Talkspace really does make connecting to a licensed therapist so easy, and that you can stop setting it aside and putting it on the back burner. Because with Talkspace, you can talk to a therapist 24/7 without needing an appointment, and they have therapists across dozens of specialties so that you can find what you're looking for. So consider this your permission slip to put your mental health first. Match with your dedicated therapist today at Talkspace.com and use promo code VINE during sign up to get $100 off your first month. That's huge. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VINE.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
So I don't know if you've been listening to the pod lately, if you didn't get my lubed up joke.
Sorry, I listened to the one with your sister. It was the last one I listened to.
It was funny.
It was good. It was so I was dying when you were coming up with your family band names. And you're like, every other Christmas.
Every other Sunday is actually a really great band name.
Oh, like, I thought you were going to say that is a band. I'm like, never heard of them.
No, it's a good... Taking Back Sunday is a band name.
I was thinking of Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, every other Sunday. But I've been prank calling people, and I've been going back and forth on if I should keep doing it or not, because sometimes I like...
Okay.
It makes me really nervous, or I feel mean, or like...
I think what you need to start doing, and this is coming from my radio days.
Yeah, tell me.
What you need to do when you prank somebody is you need to confess, hey, it's actually Caitlin from Off the Vine.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Because then it's not me. When you like hung up, when you made that teacher thing that a parent was against her, I was like, oh my God.
But the thing is, her friend was there recording it and then after tells them. So I always just like left it up to the friends to tell them in that moment.
I think you should tell them, but because then it'll make their life.
I did get some feedback from the Vine. I was being like, it feels really mean. Oh, you should probably tell.
That one did feel mean. I was like, oh my God, she's going to think she's in trouble.
I actually do agree with that. I'm like, okay, I'll tell them.
You should definitely tell them.
So what I really want to do with you is I thought it'd be fun to switch it up a bit and make it more exhilarating, more maybe competitive, because that's just who I am.
Especially with me for some reason.
It's with people that I love the most. I'm like the most competitive with her. Like my sister and I in Wordle, like if we beat each other, we're like, it'll ruin our days. I'm not like that with you with Wordle. I like encourage you. Is the microphone doing that weird thing?
Oh, no, it's good.
Oh, sorry. I just kicked you.
Because you're trying to bring me down a notch.
Nancy Kerrigan. No. Just Tanya Harding. Your leg right now, just to throw
actually,
you
it was Tanya Harding's husband's friend.
Yeah. did watch the movie. But okay, I love a good game. Naturally, I made a game out of this. Have you heard of the no laughing game?
Well, I think I can figure out how it goes.
It's where you can't laugh. So we'll go back and forth. And
okay. Oh my God, you always make me laugh.
Oh,
what?
I'm already trying not to laugh.
What? Just looking at my dumb face.
Looking at your gaping ear holes.
Looking at my shitty eyeliner that you did.
Looking at the booger in your nose.
I did have a boogie in my nose.
It's gone now. It's
okay. happens to everyone.
Happens to the best of us. Okay. So we have 20 seconds to get all of our laughs out. Okay. So like,
I've been laughing this whole time.
I know, but. Okay.
Psych, I'm already.
Okay.
I can't.
Be serious. Ready? Whoever laughs first has to do the prank call. Oh, you didn't even let me finish the funny moment.
It's just that your wind up was funny. No. Oh my God.
No matter how old I am in life, a fart sound will always be funny, and if it comes from an armpit.
What's that called when you do that?
Armpit fart.
It's just called an armpit.
Watch this.
Oh my God. I was literally going to lay down and do. Sounds like a dog toy. Katie, I was going to lay
my
down
dogs,
and do it.
My dogs like, just come running through.
Armpit? I'll see your armpit and I'll raise your knees.
I'll raise your knee fart. Well, you lost, so you have to do the first prank call.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so Kate, let's pick which one. Okay.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Let's see. Shayla from Alberta.
Oh my God. Is it my cousin? I have a cousin, Shayla.
Is her dad's name Rick?
No.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Gord.
Well, Shayla from Alberta wants us to prank call her dad, Rick.
Rick.
And oh ask my God. If he owns a house on Lakeland Drive. Let's play the voicemail and then go from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Caitlin. So I have a prank call idea for you, and I think that this is just like hilarious. So I just moved in to a new house with one of my best friends, and we love teasing my dad and saying like, oh, you can't stop by and announce because there's always men here. And we have like this huge joke that it's like we have different men here all the time. So I think it would be so funny if you called him and asked him if he owns a house on Lakeland Drive, and he co-signed on my mortgage, so his name is on the house, and tell him that you like live in the neighborhood and that you're really concerned about the amount of men coming in and out of the house, and you're concerned that it might be some kind of like brothel slash pimp situation. I think that would be so freaking funny. So my name is Shayla, yes. And my dad's name is Rick. His phone number is... So yeah, Alberta, Canada. Okay, love you so much. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
wait, what should my name be? Shirley.
Shirley's good.
I was going to do a southern accent, but in Alberta, we don't have those.
We could save that for the next one.
Okay. But I thought I'm doing this one.
Yeah, you are.
I'm nervous. My heart's pounding.
I know. This is
it
going to
rain? Oh my God, is it raining? I'm scared.
Oh, I thought you said, is it raining? I was like, I don't know. What's okay, ready?
Oh my God. Come on, Rick. Answer the phone, Rick.
Hello?
Hi. Is Rick there?
No, you have the wrong number.
Wait, is this Shayla?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Sorry.
Wait. Question. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you know who Caitlin Bristow is?
Sorry.
Caitlin Bristow?
No.
Keep her humble. Never mind.
Shit. Okay. Love you. Bye. Wait, did I dial the wrong number? That was funny, though.
No. Sorry.
That's hilarious. Wait. I think the joke might be on us. Did she just want to humble the f*** of me?
Also kind of sounded like Shayla.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, Shayla, we're trying to do the prank, Shayla.
Shayla. Wait, I think the joke was on us there. Oh, my okay. God. You got out of it.
No, I'll do the next one.
Okay.
I really want to practice my Tennessee accent.
Okay, fine. Then we'll call Lindsay from Tulsa.
All right. Pranker.
Wait, I went back into Australian. All right.
Maybe I'll be British.
Prank her husband selling her house and willing to buy $400 over asking price. $400,000.
I'll give you $400.
I will give you $400 over asking price. That's even funnier, but $400,000 over asking price.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so sad.
What if they think you got so a steal of a deal? And then you're like, just kidding.
Well, let's say $400.
Yeah, say $400. That's even funnier. Okay, let's listen to the voicemail.
Hi, Caitlin. This is Lindsay again from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I forgot to leave my husband's number, but I was hoping you would prank call him. We just got married last October. Our house is currently under contract, almost completely sold, and we're getting asking price. But I think it would be so funny if you called him and acted like someone that's willing to pay like $400,000 over asking price with the way that the market is right now. He would completely shit his pants. So I would just love if you did that. His number is... Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Everyone says love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. That's what I do. There you go. And if he doesn't answer, still leave a whole voicemail and do the 400,000 and then say okay. At the end.
Oh my God. I'm shaking.
I know.
I can't even hit dial.
I get like this every time.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay. Voicemail it is.
Hi there. This is Shirley Viney. I am a friend of Lindsay's, and she was mentioning that y'all had your house up for sale, and I went online and I saw everything about it, and I really got to say I'm hoping that the house hasn't been sold, and if so, please, this is urgent, get back to me, because I'm willing to go, you know, between $400,000 and $400,000 over asking, because I have that house. I don't know what to tell you. So once again, that's Shirley Viney.
Once again, that's Ruth Langmore.
Shirley Viney. You can look me up on Facebook.
At Off the Vine.
At Off the Vine. And you were supposed to pick up the phone, Lindsay's husband.
We didn't get your name, Lindsay's husband, but you're being prank called on Off the Vine podcast.
Always answer numbers that you don't know who they are.
Yeah, unless it says most likely scam, answer it, because that you never know who it could be. You could just hang up on us. But you know what?
You got pranked.
We got pranked, but my favorite is Brie goes, I'm willing to pay $400,000 to $400,000.
Shirley, I looked around the room, Off the Vine. Shirley Viney.
It's like on Family Guy when Peter.
Okay, we're still leaving the voicemail.
Yeah. When Peter Griffin is like trying to come up with a fake name, they're like, who did this? What's your name, sir? And he goes, and he like sees a pea on like somebody's eating dirt. Peas. Like,
oh, yeah.
And he goes, pea. And then there was like a rip in a piece of paper. He's like, tear. And then a bird goes by. He's like, Griffin. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was the voicemail.
Oh, you hung up.
Yeah, I did. He was probably like,
if he has visual voicemail.
What's a visual voicemail?
You can read.
Oh,
it's just a transcript. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I hope so. I have to call an Uber for us. Okay. I'm just going to quickly call an Uber. Oh, my gosh. I didn't tip that last guy.
You still can't you?
How?
Give him 5 stars. He gave you his card.
Oh, yes. Three guys in a bow tie. I threw it out today because I didn't know what it was. I'll go in the garbage and get it.
You're like, what the hell is this?
We had the most Litty City Uber last
Our
night.
Our Uber was the best.
He was dancing with us and we were like genuinely dancing.
He was in an
dancing.
Amazing vehicle. I felt like I was a princess.
Well, I'm a bougie traveler and okay. I will only get black SUVs.
Got it.
Yeah. But we really had a time.
It was probably the best part of the night. The way home.
Why did we love that so much?
Because we love listening to music loud in the car together.
Yeah,
we're listening to Jack Harlow. He loved Jack Harlow.
Oh, yeah.
And then I said, on Churchill Downs. And we
that
were just
song is
vibing.
Fire.
Yeah, we were
okay,
vibing.
That song is so fire. Okay.
I think Shirley Viney should be a recurring character.
Shirley Viney's good. I always say Amanda. I'm like, it's Amanda.
Huggy kiss.
Amanda. Huggy kiss. Yes. Oh, God, that's amazing. Okay.
How do we rate my accent? Like, was that legit or was it
you
like...
You sounded like Ruth Langmore, which is my favorite Southern accent.
Who's Ruth Langmore?
What the f***, Darlene?
Oh, Ozark?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a compliment. She's amazing at accents.
She's so good. But my favorite is when she's like, the problem here is you're playing chess while I'm playing... No, I'm playing chess while you're playing Candyland.
Oh, Candyland.
Yeah, it's good, right?
I don't watch Ozark.
That's good. What?
I didn't like it.
Oh, no. Well, then that really ruins the next segment of this podcast because it's
Ozark
called
trivia.
It's called the K BFF quiz, and I don't know who you are anymore.
You're like, you're definitely not my best friend.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask you to retry that one. Okay,
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Ask you politely to leave. Okay, I'm gonna read off a question, and then we both answer on a sheet of paper, flip it at the same time.
Oh. Well, we're not prepared.
Just a good old competition. Okay, let's just say it at the same time, actually. Okay. So I'm going to read off a question, and then we'll both answer on the count of three and see who knows each other better.
Okay? Oh, my God.
Okay, Bree's questions. Bree's coffee shop order. Ready?
One, two, three.
Grande Americano with a splash of milk.
I feel like you were waiting for me to say it. What, is this how well I know myself? Why did I say it too?
Oh, yeah.
It's like you were doing that thing on SNL where you're like, Grande
Americano. But we did say the same with me. Okay, your default binge TV show on Netflix when you can't decide what you want to watch. Okay, you know the answer to this, but I'm going to guess, and it's Netflix only, okay? Not Hulu, not anything
okay,
else.
Okay, but you may not have the same Netflix stuff as me.
Well, it's Grey's Anatomy.
That's not my default.
It's not?
No. I've watched all of it.
Shit. What is it?
Full House.
Damn, really?
It's my comfort show.
I get that. I get that. Okay, what store has the biggest charge on your credit card?
Wait, I have to think. Where do I spend all my money? Oh, okay.
Botox.
Yeah. I was like, wait, the one that I have to be That's like, mine. I have to warn my husband before I go get it.
Yeah. Okay, what song would you sing for karaoke night? Britney Spears.
I have.
Okay.
Which one? Because it's not Baby One More Time. Like, which one do I do?
Lucky.
No, but I should do Lucky.
That's a good one.
Wait.
Early morning. Shane wakes up.
Wait, which one do I do? Do I do You Drive Me Crazy? No, I do Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops, I Did It Again. Yeah.
Okay. I like to do the I Thought the Old Lady Dropped It Into the Ocean in the End.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't have.
What is Bree's number one love language?
Oh.
Acts of service. Just kidding. Quality time. Just kidding. Words of affirmation.
Yeah, wow.
Fuck, I actually did know that. I don't know why.
You know I'm a word gal.
I know. But I do think you like acts of service too.
Well, here's the thing. My husband loves acts of service and he gives me all the acts of service. And then he goes, why don't you appreciate that I made all this food and drinks for you? I'm like, because I need you to tell me that you love me with your words.
That is so fair.
Mm-hmm. And then because I know his are acts of service, like I'll be like, I'll make him breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I like really don't want to.
But you are good at breakfast sandwiches.
I am. Well, that's how I got good. Loving my husband.
What's the name of Bree's first boyfriend?
We always talk about him on the freaking podcast. Wait, are we talking about like when I was in grade 5?
Your first boyfriend ever.
Like
Brody.
Oh my God. I did have a 2-week relationship with Roadsters. But no, okay, grade 5 boyfriend. Think of my grade 5 boyfriend. We were friends and then the people surrounded us and I wish.
Oh yeah.
People surrounded us and they were like, you have to date.
Wait, I do remember.
And then
this.
I was like, okay, I guess we're dating. And then we didn't talk for 6 months while we were dating. They would surround us and be like, kiss, kiss.
Okay, who was it?
And then my friend married him.
Who was it?
Steve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, my questions. Ready?
Okay.
What's my coffee shop order?
Well, it was the same as me today. Yeah. Okay, Grande Americano with a splash of oat milk.
Yes.
Or you just did pistachio syrupers.
Yeah, one pump of pistachio.
Yeah.
Okay, what's my default binge TV show on Netflix?
Friends.
Yes. It's not on Netflix anymore, though, but it was.
Oh, it is in Canada.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think we have it on Crave.
Hmm.
One of the two. I think we have it on both.
Okay, what is my go-to karaoke song?
Oh,
there's two. You definitely know one.
Is it like an alt 90s rock?
No.
I thought you were like for sure like Nirvana.
Well, I mean, I would sing all the songs, but come on, you know this. Well, let me bring you back to the subject.
Oh, God, I feel like an idiot. You performed this at my wedding.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Unannounced.
Or my humps. by
30. Oh my God. Okay. I feel dumb.
Yeah. You knew that. What is my biggest charge on my credit card?
The tox.
No.
Oh, dog food.
No. Don't you know I get all this stuff for free?
I know. And it's so annoying.
Mine's
Aritzia?
It's skincare. It's okay. Skincare.
I thought you got that for free too.
I do. I'm just trying to not.
You're
be
like,
such a
I don't
jerk
have
right
a
now.
Credit card bill. I don't have any bills.
Mine's like flight. Like Delta probably has the most money. What is my number one love language?
Quality time.
Yes. It changed. It used to be words of affirmation, but
you are 100% quality time.
Yes, I am. What was the name of my first boyfriend?
You just said Dave.
No, he was my first
Dale.
One. I think
all these Leduc shout-outs. We had
the same ones, like my.
Yeah, and then he was my boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. I let you have him.
We literally always find a way. Like, we never talk about him. And then on the podcast.
I know.
And then, like, one time he sent me a message. He just wrote, ha. Because he, like, heard that I talked about him. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then
so
he, like,
funny.
Blocked
okay,
me.
Well, let's. No.
No, I don't know. But then I didn't see him again.
We have to go to dinner. So we need to wrap this puppy up.
Okay.
And tie it with a little bow and a note that says, thank you to the Vinos. Mm.
Oh, yeah, right.
For everything.
Yeah, it's the anniversary.
Also, I love that we're podcasting in my office in the freaking Off the Vine headquarters.
Finally
in Nashville. And let's go eat some delicious Nashville food.
Deal.
Keep on rocking in the free world. And
I feel like he's got that copy written. Maybe we shouldn't say that.
Well, shout out to
Nardwual.
Nardwual.
Is it Nardwual?
Nardwual, yeah. Okay.
Love him.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Bye.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
I'm Jamie Beebe.
And I'm Jake Deptula. We're the host of the Strictly Stalking podcast.
Strictly Stalking is a true crime podcast that explores stalking stories told by the survivors in their own words.
Join us every Tuesday as we interview survivors, advocates, and experts to give you a deep dive into the workings of a stalking case.
Would you know where to turn if you or someone you know is being stalked? We'll also give you the resources to fight back, know your rights, and get justice.
Find Strictly Stalking wherever you listen to podcasts from Podcast One.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.